Sissel and I are going to talk about the event that we went to Saturday night. I was there with my lovely wife, Paula, and Sissel brought her friend, Piper. And I don't know how many people were there, but it was the 42nd Annual Catholic Foundation Award Dinner in Dallas. Hank Herman was honored for his visionary philanthropy and also his work in shaping the creation of the first charitable pharmacy in Texas through his work with the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. And, you know, a couple weeks before the event, the news came out that Hank's wife, Margaret, passed away just about 2 weeks before the event. And so clearly that was one of the themes. In fact, I had a chance to talk to Hank about that. So, Sissel, thoughts, reflections? It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of people
there. Oh, always
so
much fun. Yeah, there's so many people there. You just turn a corner and you recognize somebody. It's constantly. So it's always such a joy to be there. And I just love being able to kind of just enjoy a nice evening of fellowship and also just learning about great things that are happening in, you know, our Catholic area here in DFW. Just see the beautiful work. And I don't know, I always leave it very inspired. And you're just like, I want to be someone one day who would even be an option for an award. Like, I don't want to get like the award, you know, but like the idea of being like, I want to have given my life so much people would be like, oh yeah, you know.
And that's the beauty of the event is that it highlights service. It highlights, I mean, whoever gets that award is like really above and beyond because there's probably about 50 people they could have given the award to at any particular time. All right, well, we kind of divided and conquered. You know, Bill Kula is Director of Communications and Marketing for the Catholic Foundation. He is always very, very good in helping us and other media people. We were at the media tables. We were folks with Decided Excellence and the Texas Catholic, and the Dallas Morning News had somebody there as well. And so Bill, you know, helped us find the right folks to talk to. And so we've got 6 audio clips that we're going to play from the event. And Sissel got a chance to speak to Matt Kramer, President, CEO of the Catholic Foundation. And he just kind of talked about the foundation in general. But here's what Matt had to say.
You know, we've just had our best year ever in contributions and also in grants. So we continue to grow. And we had over $25.6 million in grants go out of the foundation in 2024. 85% of them went to Catholic organizations across the United States, 1,000 different organizations, and I think it was 71% stayed here in the...
Cut up a little bit, but it says local in the area is what he said.
I didn't hear that clip before you played it, but Tom Yoxall is the new chairman of the board of the Catholic Foundation. So I asked him a very similar question, and so he's going to kind of add on to. And you know, my basic question to him was, you know, what is the purpose and value of having the Catholic Foundation in the Diocese of Dallas and beyond? And this is what Tom said:
the value of the Catholic Foundation is to allow people to do their charitable giving through the foundation, through donor advised funds that individuals set up at the foundation. And the foundation is the steward of the money, but they help people, you know, give their grants out of their donor advised funds. And really, like, we do all of our charitable giving through our donor advised fund through the foundation. It's very efficient, and obviously we trust the foundation with our funds. And then, like I mentioned a minute ago, twice a year the foundation makes grants through a distribution process through Catholic schools, Catholic churches, Catholic entities in the Diocese of Dallas. So in the last year we gave $1.7 million worth of grants in the cycle that happens twice a year.
All right. So now one of the stars, you know, Hank Herman, of course, was the guy that was highlighted, but a big part of his story was his sister, LeClaire Herman. I did not meet her. You had a chance to talk to her. But
I did.
I know that, you know, Hank was a very successful, professional in the financial sector and worked in investments and that kind of thing. And he found himself in his late 50s and had a very successful career. And then he had a conversation with his sister. Do you want to set this one up? Because I know you got this clip.
Yes, I do. It was so lovely to speak to LeClaire. And yes, she had a profound impact on what he did and kind of what led him to do all the things that he, you know, got the award for this last weekend. And so she's very humble about it. She's like, she always is like, this is the story he says, but this is how the story goes and how she helped inspire Hank.
Well, this is the story he tells. And I'm not saying it's not true. I was very visiting him here in Dallas, and we were talking. And when I got home, he, you know, we had some religious conversations. And when I got back home, he called me and he said, I would like you to help me get closer to God. And what can you tell me? So this is what I told him, which doesn't seem like that kind of, you know, impressive or life-changing thing. But I just said, Hank, get close to the scriptures. And if your life has been pretty satisfactory so far, maybe you should ask God what he wants you to do for him. That was it. And the next thing I knew, he was serving at a soup kitchen. And it just went on from there.
I love the background noise. That is just so cool. You know, I don't know, it just adds something to it. You can still hear what she said. But again, that was Hank Herman's sister, LeClaire Herman, talking about the conversation she had with him. And boy, did that set off a, you know, decades of philanthropy. And he started the first conference of St. Vincent de Paul at Christ the King Parish. And then, of course, with the pharmacy. And that was really the biggest thing that what they really highlighted at this event on Saturday night. I had a chance to speak with Susan Stanzel. Now, Susan Stanzel and her husband Tom have been very big supporters. In fact, she's been involved in Catholic radio from the very, 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 very beginning. And back in 1999, when I wasn't paying as much attention to what was going on because Catholic radio hadn't started yet, and she won this award. So 26 years ago, she was the recipient of the Catholic Foundation Award. And I asked her about a couple of things, but this is the clip where she talks about this year's recipient, Hank Herman.
I think it's been long overdue. I mean, he and his wife, Margaret, were daily communicants at Christ the King Church where we attend. So I would see them every morning at Mass. In fact, they would ride their bikes to church every day.
Oh, really?
Very health conscious. And then I believe they're the ones that started the chapter, St. Vincent de Paul chapter at Christ the King.
I think so. He was the first president.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I know he worked for a long time on setting up the pharmaceuticals for poor people. And it's just remarkable that he's done that. And he is such a modest, unassuming person. You would never know of his accomplishments. He never talks about himself. He just works hard and is very active in the St. Vincent de Paul Society.
I know you can tell it's getting louder, getting closer to dinner time. I had a chance to talk to Hank Herman himself, and he is a humble, as Susan said, very humble, unassuming person, very, very modest. And I asked him about his wife, Margaret, her passing 2 weeks ago, and just kind of how that changed the dynamic of the evening and his thoughts about her. And here is his comments.
Well, you know, unexpected, devastating. But her health was declining. It was not going to get better. She's no longer suffering. I thank God in his mercy took her out of his mercy.
All right, that's Hank Herman. He's the one that received the award at the 42nd Annual Catholic Foundation Award Dinner in Dallas at the Anatole last weekend. Very blessed to be there. It's a great event. CatholicFoundation.com is her website. So the final person I got a chance to speak to was the recipient of what they call the Hal Tehan Scholar Award. And this goes to a junior in high school at one of the Catholic high schools in the Dallas Diocese. And every high school, Catholic high school, gets to nominate one person. And then the board of the Catholic Foundation reads an essay that these students submit, and then they choose each year the recipient. This year it was Jesuit College Prep junior Luke Natoon as the Hal Tehan Scholar Award recipient, and he got up there. Imagine being like 17 years old and you look out
so
at 1,000 people or so. But he gave his own presentation, talked about the essay that he'd written. But one of the things that I really wanted to talk to him about, my wife and I are parents to a special needs son. Our son Patrick is on the autism spectrum. And Luke, as a high school student, started a organization called FIND, F-I-N-D, and it stands for Families Inspiring Neurodiverse Individuals. Families Inspiring Neurodiverse Individuals. And so talk to him about a few things, but we're going to play the clip where he talks about what inspired him to start FIND. And here's what Luke had to say.
I started it at a summer camp, actually, last year. And so FIND stands for Families Inspiring Neurodiverse Development. And so our goal is to distribute pamphlets that talk about autism and about the positive method towards presenting autism. And it basically says to present it not as a medical diagnosis, but to show how beneficial it can be to people and how if you just accept it, it can be amazing.
All right, there it is. Luke Natoon, the winner of the Halty Hands Scholar Award from the Catholic Foundation event on Saturday at the Anatole. And again, if you want to learn about the Catholic Foundation and the good work they do in the Dallas Diocese, go to their website, CatholicFoundation.com. Couldn't be any easier to remember, CatholicFoundation.com. We're very grateful for Matt Kramer and the whole team and Bill Kula, of course, for their warm hospitality and putting us at the media table there for the event on Saturday night.